Let's begin by finding a nice, comfortable position to sit in. If you're in a chair, you can put your feet flat on the ground. If you're on the floor, you can sit cross-legged or find a kneeling position. Bring your attention to your breath and make your breaths longer and slower, especially focusing on drawing out the exhales so that they're longer than the inhales. We'll start with a short meditation on the breath, just trying to bring forward our focus and get distractions out of the way. So to help do this, as you breathe in, you can say to yourself, breathing in, I know that I'm breathing in. And on every exhale, you can say to yourself, breathing out, I know that I'm breathing out. If other thoughts come into your mind or you get distracted, you can just bring your focus back to the breath and back to the things you're saying to yourself as you're breathing. And just know that it's normal to get distracted. It's quite natural for the mind to wander. You don't have to get angry at it. You can just correct it and then start over. Continue to focus on the breath like this for 3 minutes. And when we're finished, I'll bring you into our visualization. Wherever your mind is, whether it's still focused on your breath or whether it's drifted off somewhere, you can bring it back and take one more long, deep breath. We're going to start by going back in time. We'll move forward through our lives bit by bit, trying to find different circumstances we found ourselves in, and to ask, how happy was I in those circumstances? The goal during this part is not necessarily to pick apart what was making you happy or what wasn't making you happy at different times in life, but just to recognize that all people have sort sort of a roller coaster they find themselves on, whether the hills are very big or very small. We all still have different circumstances where we're more or less happy at different points. So, beginning as far back as you want, most people find it helpful to start somewhere in their early to mid-teenage years. You can try to just imagine, as transitions came in life, how happy was I in different circumstances? And what did that happiness look like? What did it feel like? You can move slowly, bit by bit, noticing the transitions and how your level of happiness or satisfaction in life changed as the circumstances changed. At the end of the visualization, you'll have time to draw a graph, a sort of chart following your ups and downs across time, and pinpointing it to specific times in life. You'll have the next 5 minutes of this recording just to sit in silence and go through, piece by piece, taking your life apart and asking yourself, how happy was I? I'll let you know about halfway through. Wherever you are in your visualization, this is the halfway point in the time that you've been given. If you want more time, you can pause the recording now for a little bit. If you feel like you're moving too fast, you can just slow down, and we have about 2.5 minutes left. So we've come to the end of the time for the visualization. And what we're going to do now is take out either a printed out chart that you found on the website or just a regular piece of paper. And we're going to make a chart of what you just imagined through your life. So on the horizontal axis, that can be time, and you can label specific points in life or label it by years, kind of whatever is most useful for you. The vertical axis will be your happiness, and you can label it however you want, but as you go higher, that's more happy. As you go lower, that's less happy. And maybe it will look like a mountain range or rolling hills or waves in the ocean. Whatever it is, it should be true to you, and it's just a tool for your own reflection to see that pattern, how your happiness was over your life. Maybe you want to label specific points in time or write notes on the sides, whatever's useful for you. You can pause the recording now and draw your chart. So now you've finished your chart, and we're just going to do some reflection work with it. Right now, all it is a chart saying when you were more happy, when you were less happy in life. One of the key questions to ask yourself is, why? What was contributing to that happiness, and what wasn't? So take a look at the high points on the chart, and you can ask yourself the question, what was happening at those high points? You can look at the low points, too, and ask yourself what was happening at the low points. What did your daily life look like in those moments when you were most happy? How many hours a day did you spend working or relaxing, spend indoors or outdoors? What was your stress like? Did you enjoy your work? Did you have enough money to get by? You can ask yourself, how supportive was my community at different points? Was I having enough fun, getting enough sleep and rest? You can begin to make lists of commonalities between all the high points and the low points. And the goal here is just to write down everything that comes to your mind. Maybe you can cross it out later or disregard it, but it's good just to write it as a thought. You can pause the recording here and write down some lists of commonalities between the high points and low points. Now that you've made lists of things that the high points had in common and the low points had in common, we'll make two more lists, one for the high points and one for the low points. For the high points, we're going to write a list of things that didn't show up as influencing factors. Things that maybe you thought would have showed up, or things that are obvious that didn't show up. It might be things like big pieces of technology, or luxury items, or vacations. And you might find that they haven't influenced your happiness on a long-term level like you thought they might. And for the low points, you'll make the same list. Aspects of your life that didn't show up as influencing your happiness in a negative way. You can pause the recording here as you make those lists. So we've done a lot of work so far. You have a chart showing your life in terms of happiness. You have a big list of things that affected your happiness in positive ways, affected your happiness in negative ways. And then two lists of things that didn't really affect it either way. We're going to finish up doing a little bit of visioning, thinking forward. And for this visualization, you don't have to close your eyes and pretend like you're meditating. What you're really going to do is just read through your lists and start imagining what life would be like if it incorporated more of the things that made you happy, less of the things that didn't make you happy, and then you can choose. You can ask yourself for the other two lists, things that didn't really affect your happiness either way. Are they good for you? Are they distractions? Are they excess? Do they cost a lot of money that you don't have to worry about spending now because they don't make you happy? And so you can just go through your list item by item and imagine life as though it incorporated either more of that or less of that. You can imagine specific moments in life when you might have more of that and specific actions you could do. The goal is not to imagine some paradise, but really to imagine your life just with some shifts to have more of it, or less of it, depending whether it makes you happy or not. So you can keep the recording running, and I'll let you know after 5 minutes. So that's the end of the 5 minutes that we had. If you want more time, you can pause the recording now. An extra follow-up you might want to do is to jot down some specific goals, ways you can incorporate those things into your life. It's also nice just to keep those lists and reflect on them over the next couple days. In the modern world, the causes of our happiness and our suffering is not something we think about on a daily basis that often. But I think we should. It's pretty important, right? So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you want more guided meditations and guided reflections like this, you can visit the website at www.layinggroundwork.org. My name is Jeff Wagner, and I'm honored that you chose to listen the whole way through. I hope this was helpful. Have a great day.